off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
All right, guys, here we go. We got top seven answers on the board. Mid-flight, you'd hate to hear the pilot say, RJ,
we're going to crash.
We're going to crash. Ooh. All right, Paul, we need this one, buddy.
Yeah.
This is your chance. Howdy, folks. This is your captain speaking. Sorry to inform you that I'm blank.
Lost!
Yeah. I like that. Lost! Oh.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with RV Tom. And, of course, we got Captain Dennis in the studio for once. Usually he's connected via the web. And but we got him in the studio. I don't know if that's a bonus or...
It's definitely a bonus when I can be here with you in person.
Okay, if you say so. I guess it depends on your perspective. But no, it's fine. It's good to have him here in the flesh. The only thing is I can't abuse him too much because he's within striking distance.
I got stuff I can throw.
I know. And that's something I have to kind of censor myself on. But we will manage accordingly. But RV Tom is connected via the web, and so we can say whatever we want about him. And he has been flying his RV lately, so if it hadn't been going well, we can bust his chops just a little bit and not worry about any consequences.
Repercussions.
Those, yes. So, Tom, how did it go? This was the first time you flew your RV in a while, right?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months because, you know, I had an anchor replacement in September.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, and on your rudder pedals, on your right rudder, which I replaced my right ankle, you know, to apply your brake, you have to step on a rudder and then put forward toe action and apply your brakes.
Yeah. So,
I didn't want to.
Your feet and ankles have to work properly for you.
Yeah.
Fly properly.
I didn't want to take a chance and, was, you know, God forbid, in almost 50 years of flying to, you know, have an incident this part of my career. So I waited. So I went up last week and beautiful. Got up in the morning at 6:30, airborne by 7:30. Went and did some stayed up. Well, I just finished an annual on my airplane last month, conditional. So I put new brakes on, a new tire, changed the oil and everything. Mm-hmm. So I took off and flew, stayed over the airport for the first 20 minutes, went up to about 5,500 feet, just circled around and did some engine stuff and make sure temperature, oil pressure, and fuel pressure, everything is good. Switched fuel left and right, and everything stayed good. So other thing I did notice, my left wing is just a little bit heavier, even though both fuel tanks were full when I started. Left wing, so I got to do some adjustment, maybe on a left aileron or tweak something. But other than that,
No, wait a minute. So is that something you could feel, or you were seeing something on the cockpit that made you feel that you were heavier on one side?
No, on my control stick, my yoke. If I take my hands off, the wing just wanted to drop to the left a little bit. I had to put a little bit of right pressure to hold it there. So I don't know what's going on there. I really didn't notice that before. Maybe, I don't know, something changed.
You didn't have a wing walker on there that you weren't aware of or anything. You would have seen him, right?
I was wondering what that little girl was on the left.
Yeah, see?
Now I know.
Hey, well, that's a low wing plane, so you would see the wing walker. But I was thinking, it's one of them. I mean, how would you even know? You're doing a biplane. They're up on top. They could be throwing the balance way off. You have no idea, huh? Right.
Well, I could have Tom Cruise jump from one biplane on top of my
plane. I saw that movie that too.
It might have been Tom. I don't know. But anyway, the airplane flew good. And new brakes on this one. They did squeal a little bit when I touched down because I did some high speed taxiing 2 weeks ago to burn the brakes in and, you know, burn off any residue on the new brakes. But it flew nice and it felt good to be up there. It really did.
Well, how much of it when you're flying a plane like that is it feel? I mean, obviously you could feel it, leaning to the left or whatever when you took the yoke off, so you have a certain feel on that, but is there also a sound, like you're used to how the engine's running and you can kind of tune in that sense, like, hey, yeah, it feels good, the vibrations, there's no vibration, it feels nice and smooth and all that kind of stuff. Are you like locked into that kind of stuff too? Are you mostly just watching all the gadgets and digital readouts and gauges and stuff?
Actually, a combination of both. But the nice thing about an RV9, it's only basically a 1,500 pound airplane. Just two. It's like flying around in a little Miata or a Corvette. You're attuned to every sound, vibration, wind, everything. So I even have noise canceling. I got my Zulu headset. I even turn that off just so I can hear when takeoff how everything sounds. Mm-hmm. The engine just purrs nice. When I go to lean it out a little bit, just to make sure that now everything was, like I said, just a little wing left heavy, which was just unusual, but it sounded good. It flew nice. I did some stalls, and it broke nice break off. Power-wise, when I went to go around, the engine just responded. I mean, it's an overpowered airplane. It's a 200-horsepower engine on this airplane. It's just, I was climbing about 2,600 feet a minute for the first 2 miles. I got right up to 5,000 feet in two minutes.
Wow.
Before I took off from.
So well, once you get comfortable with it and you like the way it's feeling and it's handling and you're like, okay, I'm locked in, then they're like, all right, should I do a barrel roll? I mean, does that...
No. His airplane's not certified for that.
Yeah, right. So he would never do such a thing.
Yeah, the airplane, disclaimer, this is an RV9. It's not approved for acrobatics, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But the fact is you're based on the Space Coast, so having an airplane that's a little bit overpowered and can climb nearly vertical seems to fit in quite well with the other traffic.
Well,
right?
Plus if the wing's heavy left and you just accidentally,
Well, you got to continue it. It's easier than trying to fight it.
Right.
Just, okay. Just roll with it.
Yeah.
So the airplane, moving on
to other things.
I got myself in trouble.
Tempted, but he would never do such a thing, just for the record, right?
Never.
Just saying.
But with that being said, my hangar mate, we were going up Thursday or Friday, he has an RV7, which is almost identical to my airplane, but has different wings, and it's approved for acrobatics. So we will probably continue this conversation, what we're having right now, and for next week when I fly in Nelson's airplane, so we can go up and have some fun in that airplane.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear that the plane functioned properly, and your ankle did too, it sounds like, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you're good to go. And I mean, you got any plans to take the plane down to the Keys again and do a little run or anything on the radar in the future?
I'm headed down to the Keys next week in my RV motorhome. Mm-hmm. We're headed down to Fiesta Key, do some not too far from Key Largo. So hopefully get some diving and fishing in next week. And because basically after probably about that for next week, it's going to be too hot to be RVing down in the Keys or anything down in the Keys after, unless you're underwater or in the water. So this is our last week for taking the motorhome down there, and we'll be back the following week, and then we'll do some more RVing in the motor and the airplane.
Yeah, but nothing's like locked in stone. You don't have any island hops over to the Bahamas or anything like that planned in the immediate future?
No, I'm just waiting for Dennis to invite me to head on over with him.
Does he need an invite, or can he just show up there, Dennis?
I have to let him in the fence, so he needs to know. I need to know if he's coming.
Well, that's what texting is for.
Exactly.
Right? It's like, hey, I'm 10 minutes out.
But I also have to be home, as you know, I'm in the studio today, so that kind of rules out today, but it's not really a good option.
But he didn't fly up here to Orlando today.
No, I had too many places to go, and it was going to be a bit of a challenge to fly into MCO, Orlando International for one meeting, and then have to go to executive for a different meeting.
Well, you picked a good day because this is like the first day we've had like really massive thunderstorms in Orlando. For the season, where we're getting into the summer season afternoon blast.
I was patting myself on the back when I left my second meeting. Went, I'm sure glad I don't have to go try to fly home and dodge through this.
Yes, because you would have. It was pretty nasty today. But, it's Florida. We're kind of getting
into
the season. Yeah, of this afternoon blast.
Yeah, well, the weather you had over there is now over here. So I'm getting parts of
it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's well, raining here right now in Gustin. Look at the wind chuck northwest.
Yeah, there's rumors of hail.
You don't have to water your plants at least.
There's that. Okay, look at the bright side. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.